الحمد لله، الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وقالوا لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى، تلك أمانيهم، قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين. بلى من أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن فله أجره عند ربه ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, last week we discussed the fact that the Jews always desired to make the Muslims, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, to make them disbelievers after having brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that what motivated their pursuit or for them to do this was nothing but hasad, but jealousy, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, hasadan min indi anfusihim. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a command and a ruling to the Muslims as to how to deal with these Jews temporarily until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala issues a final ruling concerning these Jews. In the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا. That the Jews and Christians, they made some bold claims. What did the Jews say? The Jews said that no person shall enter Jannah unless he be Jew. And the Christians said the same, that no person shall ever enter Jannah unless he be Christian. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تِلْكَ أَمَانِيهُمْ. Here in this verse we see that the Jews and Christians, not only were they hostile to the Muslims, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, but they were also hostile to each other as well. The Jews and Christians, they forgot the essence of religion. What is religion? And what is the essence of religion? What is the makeup of religion? That is to affirm the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adherence to that, and ita'atul rasul, to obey the messenger of the time. And this is something that the Jews and Christians forgot about. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these Jews and Christians, they thought that Jannah is a guarantee based on just a mere affiliation to a particular group. So if I am Yahudi, then I am Jannati. Or if I am from the Nasara, then I am Jannati. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes these claims that were made by the Jews and the Christians. Allah says, تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ. In other words, like how we say, how we speak in our language, we say, you're dreaming in your dreams. That is just their hopes and their aspirations and their desires, their fancies. Allah says, قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. That bring, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring your proofs if you are true in your claim that Jannah is a guarantee, Jannah is yours. In other words, you do not have any proof for this. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the next part of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes this quote of the Qur'an by saying that, listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, بَلَا مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهُهُ لِلَّهِ. So here Allah sets the tone for all of mankind. Then listen, who is a Jannati? Who is a Jannati? Allah says, Man aslama, who is a Muslim? That person who is a Muslim, in other words, he submits his face or his deen for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solely. That means he believes in the tawheed, in the oneness of Allah. And at the same time, wa huwa muhsin, he is a good doer. In other words, he does good deeds based on what he was taught by the Prophet of his time. Allah says, فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. Then he has his reward by Allah. He is a Jannati. Be he in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or in the times prior to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the times of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, if he followed and obeyed them, and he was a genuine mu'min in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is a Jannati. And then Allah says, وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. For such people, there is no fear, no sense of fear for these people. Why? Because they are Jannatis. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They should not fear about their future, nor shall they grieve about anything that they could have missed out in the past. Why? Because the future for these people are only brighter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.